Tom and Ollie.
Cook the men some eggs.
Come get some. On Triple M.
Wow! Go up there and make out of a noise.
There are a couple of pencil necks we found out in the bush.
Yeah.
One's got a cookie duster, the other a man bun.
Ah!
Tom.
Hello, sailor.
And Ollie.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Yeah, my parents aren't, but I am.
This is Tom and Ollie.
Just to get together with a couple mates and then it sort of just got out of hand.
On Triple M.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't really.
It's State of Origin night and you've got a very special...
As if you cared.
I care,
Ollie. You can name the two teams in State of Origin, mate. You couldn't name the two teams.
The Maroons and the Blues.
Maroons are from where?
Queensland.
Oh, wrong.
Really?
No, you're right.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a very special hour show of Tom and Ollie. That's right. We have to get out of here at 8 o'clock because the Maroons take on the Blues,
Tom,
at Suncorp Stadium.
No one cares about the Maroons and the Blues right now, particularly not in Melbourne. And what I think they do care about...
There's people that care, I can promise you.
It's my basketball because I've just come straight from social basketball.
That's right, yep.
Knicks basketball. Thanks for doing the show, by the way, playing the show and all that.
It's fine.
But get this. Forget what was planned by you. I'm sorry, but I've come straight from the court. Less than 15 minutes ago, this happened. The scores were 30-33.
Yeah.
I got the ball in the defensive key, so the other team's key.
Yeah.
Threw it from their key and got it in the ring. On the
what?
Buzzer.
Give me a...
On the bloody buzzer.
I don't even have a sound effect.
Get me some celebration music,
that.
Mate.
Oh, Jesus. How about, like, this... That... How about that?
From 30, it was 30-33.
No way.
I got a three-pointer in. Now, important detail, we were already winning. So it actually didn't affect the game's result. So we went from 33-36.
Oh, well, that's boring.
But I'm still, it was filmed. It's on camera.
Oh, great.
I'm going to get it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to post the footage of me scoring an insane shot. More impressive than any State of Origin game you're going to see tonight or here on Triple M.
Just so you can just really enjoy the...
It deserves at least 50 likes. If it doesn't get more than that, I'll be upset.
Where can we see it?
Well, I haven't got it yet, but I will post it on Tom and Ollie on Instagram and probably the Triple M page. You must. It's the Triple M team.
Great.
All the colleagues here, they'll be telling you about it tomorrow.
Okay, we've got like 53 minutes.
All my colleagues.
We need to get out of here, Ollie. So,
co-teammates.
I want to start the show off on 133353. It's a bit of a sporting theme tonight. I want to ask, how badly did you let the team down? I'm thinking maybe you were the director.
Well, never. I got a huge score.
I'm thinking maybe you had the tickets to the concerts and you might have let the team down because you forgot them. I'm thinking maybe you went to go get drinks at the bar, but you spilled them.
Yeah, yeah.
133353, how badly did you let the team down?
Well, when were you a hero? Sure, that's what my story's about. When were you a hero?
You were Tom and Ollie on Melbourne's Triple M. Enter Sandman, Metallica. You're on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M with Tom and Ollie. I'm doing a special one-hour show before we head into the State of Origin at 8 p.m.
Exactly. We say rock, sport, comedy, Tom. Tonight is definitely all about the
all
sport.
All three. Usually we just do two, don't we? Like, usually we just do, like, comedy and play some rock and don't really do sport. But tonight we're doing rock, sport, and comedy. It's the trifecta.
Well, mate, I was just saying it's all about the sport right now. Not the State of Origin. My basketball buddy, I just scored. I've just come straight from the ground. And I've just posted the video right now. It's on Tom and Ollie on Facebook and Instagram. So check that out. I literally get a goal from the bloody other end of the court. What was that sound effect?
That was a basketball bouncing.
That is like you playing basketball, just awkward.
Really?
Awkward to hear, awkward to watch. Tom, pass it. Pass the ball. Yeah, no, you're just bouncing it twice. Just pass it.
Hey, 133353, we want to know how badly did you let the team down? Tonight we're thinking someone will let
Never.
The team down. In the State of Origin, the big match between the Blues and the Maroons. And Ollie, I want to let you know, when I let the team down, I was traveling in Bali, right? I was traveling in Bali.
You don't play sport.
Well, no, this isn't my sports team. This was just the team, as in my mate.
Using team as a general term, okay. What'd you do?
It was my mate's kind of last night in Bali. I was staying on for a few nights and they'd locked their passports in the safe. And this night, it ended up being quite a big night out, right? We came home. Yeah. I got on Grindr, right, in Bali, and I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll find some guy. So I found some guy, like a casual hookup, and I actually went to his place in Bali. This was like an expat from South Africa.
Dangerous,
right?
Surely.
Which is pretty, it was a stupid thing to do, and I don't think you should do this, right? Don't do this at home. Anyway, I was at this guy's place. Meanwhile, my mates had to get up early in the morning to fly out to go home to Australia.
Yeah.
I'd taken the key to the apartment, And that was the key to the safe where their passports were kept.
And
so they're trying to contact me. Obviously, I don't have global roaming because I'm not a mega superstar. With
what is global roaming?
You know, text messages on your phone.
You're like, in some guy's bed.
Exactly. Exactly. So they're trying
doing
to get
God knows
me.
What. that's the kicker.
We're actually in the pool.
Oh.
Yeah, a pool. It was really fun. Anyway.
TMI. Too much information for the oldies, TMI.
Luckily, I came home at the nick of time, and they were just at the door going, oh, thank God you came home, because you nearly let the team down.
You nearly let the team down. Wouldn't quite qualify for this call topic, Tom, on 133353, which is how badly did you let the team down?
Luke, what happened?
I had a relay, swimming championship relay, and I thought it might be a good idea to go out and have a few drinks the night before. Never a good idea.
What level of was this? Like, what kind of swimming?
State championships.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be drinking before state championships. That's like the bloody Origin tonight. Haven't been
before
that.
Someone could have told me that night before. Would have been Andy.
It's not your fault, Luke.
So what happened when you got to the state championships?
Well, I got there feeling great, and then the smell of chlorine in the pool never makes you feel real good in the morning.
Oh, no. Like napalm. And so you just did a poor performance, or what?
No, I couldn't really get in the pool.
So you told your state-level teammates, I can't get in the pool.
Pretty much, yeah. They weren't too happy with me.
No, I can imagine.
Were they saying why? Did you tell them why?
Oh, they knew why. They were out as well. They just sort of went home at a reasonable time.
They knew. Yeah, they knew.
They were being very responsible.
And they toughened up and just got through it.
133353, how badly did you let the team down? DJ, what happened?
Boys, I think I may have told this story before.
That's okay, DJ. Not? We love you, mate. So keep calling.
New listeners. It's fine.
But, yeah, it was played basketball on a Wednesday night, fractured my elbow, separated tendon, had a footy grand final on Saturday. Played that and missed two or three goals that probably would have won us the game.
Oh, DJ. Because of the injury?
Yeah. I couldn't straighten my arm to drop the ball properly under my boot.
Oh, mate. That sucks.
Richie on 133353, how did you let the team down?
Group of guys and I were at the World Cup in 2010 in Africa. We were at one of the games, a bunch of Greek boys. The Greece had a free kick. I decided to pick up the video camera saying, no worry, guys. I've got this. I've totally got this. It's going to be an amazing goal. I can feel it. And, of course, it was an amazing goal, and everybody was rapt that they got the goal. And, of course, we had this amazing footage of it, except I didn't actually press the red button. I just, like, just opened it up and went, yeah, man, it's going to be great. Like, Spielberg. And they're like, yes, great. When they rang all their friends in Australia saying, we got this footage, and it turns out I got a footage of nothing. So, yeah, that was pretty average.
Happens to the best of us, Richie, when you don't press the red button and start filming.
How did you let the team down? Give us a call on 133353. It's Tom and Ollie on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M. It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dark Necessities. It's Tom and Ollie on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M. Of course, only 40 minutes until the siren fires off the match that is
Don't even
state
try,
of
Tom.
Origin.
Mate, we've got one chance to do a quality sporting show tonight.
Yeah.
Like a sports-based show that we never do.
Of course.
It's our one chance to impress, so don't stuff it up with your naff idiotisms about sport.
I'm literally trying. Did you know that tonight is being broadcast from the Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane?
Actually, if you could do it in the real sportsman, like overhead projection voice, that'd be good. Give it another go.
Suncorp Stadium, Brisbane sees the Brisbane Blues and the...
Give up. If you want to see a real hero in action, check out my video on Tom and Ollie on Instagram and Facebook, where I score a goal at basketball from the other team's key.
You didn't let the team down tonight. We're asking on 133353, how badly did you let the team down? G'day, Louise. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, you're looking forward to this state of origin?
Not really.
Neither.
No.
Louise, how'd you let the team down?
Well, it was our first game back for the season for basketball. I've gone for a layup and I've come down. I got the goal in and the opposition's landed on my foot. So I've torn a ligament that holds your ankle to your foot.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so I'm off for 6 weeks. But over those 6 weeks, I get two phone calls. One from my best friend and a friend of mine that play netball asking if I can fill in for a game.
Oh, God.
Got to say no, surely.
Yeah, I said, look, I'm off for 6 weeks. Give us a ring after 6 weeks to see how I am and I'll give you a definite answer. Anyway, my friend Louise gave me a ring saying, oh, can you fill in for netball? And I'm like, yeah, I will actually, because I've got basketball on Tuesday. It'll give me a chance to see how my foot is, whether I can play on Tuesday night or not. Anyway, so I'm playing netball, and my best friend's team walks in, and I lost my best friend over a game of netball.
Oh, what? She just ditched you?
Yep. Didn't ask any questions or nothing, why I was playing netball or nothing.
Oh.
And yeah, I haven't spoken to her since.
Well, you let her down, Louise.
Yeah, I know, didn't I?
Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough break there. I guess all I can say is if you want some advice on how to actually be a good team member, check out the video of me scoring a downtown goal.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, good on you, Louise. Ollie, if it wasn't clear there, what Louise was saying is it looked like she was lying to not play for a team.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a note from someone else that's told you that? Because you didn't get that during the story. I could tell that you didn't get that. You've just read something that was passed to you. Yeah, so don't pretend you're some smart kid because you're not.
Producer Bell was telling me.
Because you were pointing at the whiteboard during that.
I was telling you up next to do your bit.
Up next? Well, we're doing that at 7:30, isn't it? Have you streaked?
No. That's for Flirty 7:30. I was pointing to down the bottom of the board.
Oh, right. Yep.
Do you want to hook to that?
Well, today I was at the park. And you'll never believe the kind of encounter I had with me, an old man, and a dog.
Yeah, I'll stick around for that.
Yeah.
This is In Excess, Listen Like Thieves. It's Tom and Ollie on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M. In Excess, Listen Like Thieves. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's State of Origin night, so we've got about 33 and a half minutes till we get out of here. Ollie?
God and Tom, people are talking up Dylan Napa for the Maroons as a big key player, but they weren't talking about me.
Someone's been reading the Herald Sun.
Yeah, it's right here. Actually, the Australian, I read that in.
Really?
Yeah. No one was talking about me earlier today, in fact, an hour ago, when I got a buzzer beater score, three-pointer. DJ just caught it before and he messaged in just now on Tom and Ollie saying, Ollie, I forgot to say congrats on the buzzer beater, mate. So check out the video. It's up there.
Yep,
it's pretty impressive.
You can find it at Tom and Ollie.
People
on
are just,
Facebook,
okay,
or on Instagram.
I could talk all night
Tom and Ollie
about that shot. Is there any more details you want to hear about it? Like what was going on at the time?
Can you please just get into your dog rave?
I was at the park today and I was actually just walking through the park because I wasn't stopping.
No.
And this old man was walking sort of adjacent from me, just nearby.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like old in the sense he was wearing cords, sandals and socks.
Great.
And a
button-up shirt?
Oh, definitely. But,
oh, yeah.
And like sort of a bus driver jumper, you know?
Like a vest.
Like a vest, I guess.
Yeah.
So just
a cardigan?
Classic, probably 75-year-old man. Now, he was carrying a bag that was like a bookmaker's bag, like a bookie. You know those?
Nah.
Okay, like a... You know, like a doctor's bag, you know, like a leather, big kind of clunky, heavy bag.
Like an old school doctor's case.
Exactly right. Heavy bag. He's heading along. Turns out he's not a very happy chappy because a rather cute dog, like a really cute sort of scruffy middle-sized dog, nice golden brown color, comes up, running up towards me and he's right nearby.
Yeah.
And the dog's a bit yappy and a bit excited and his owner's watching on. She's like 50.
Yeah.
And she's going, oh, you know, look at him.
The doggy.
And I do a bit of a, oh, here he is. I got to give him a little pat. Dog barks a bit at me.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Just a bit of a, you know, a bit of fun.
Yeah. Did you let it smell your hand first? You're always supposed to let them smell your hand before you pat the dog.
I think so. I did a bit of that gentle stuff. But then the dog moved over to the old man and the old man instantly said, get away. Get away. And then the dog's like didn't like it or liked it a lot and was like, this is a fun game. So the dog's like running back and forth at the old man as he's like angrily trudging along with his bag and he starts swinging his old bookmaker's medicine bag at the guy going at the dog trying to hit the dog.
Oh god.
But he's an old man, so his reaction time's way off, so he's swinging it like 2 seconds too late going, get away. And the owner's chasing him going, oh, come here. But the dog was just having so much fun. It chased him off the oval. Like he's storming off the oval. She's saying, come here. I'm laughing. It was just a crazy time.
Hey, we ask questions on this show. With your permission, can we do,
has your dong got out of control?
Has your dog got out of control?
At the park.
Has your dog embarrassed you? Even. Has your dog embarrassed you? Because we had kids last night. Kids embarrassing you?
Yeah, you know what? Great question, Tom. Yeah. Has your dog embarrassed you?
Yeah, 1-333-5-3.
Or actually, any pet. Has your pet embarrassed you?
Has your pet embarrassed you? Yeah, open it up. That's good.
Open it right up for anyone to get involved.
1-333-5-3 is our number. You're with Tom and Ollie on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M. Oh, 25 minutes till that State of Origin game kicks off at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane.
You should be a commentator, mate. You'd kill it. But right now, get away, get away. That's what the old man was saying to the dog that just wouldn't stop harassing him at the park.
Yeah.
The owner was quite embarrassed that her dog was causing an old man distress. So as funny as it was for me to watch him swing his bag like a maniac and making no contact at all to the dog. It is a good one to ask, Tom, on 13353, has your dog or has your pet embarrassed you?
Andy, what happened with yours?
G'day, guys.
G'day, mate.
So I've got a young blue heeler pup.
Yeah,
and so I was down at work one day, I'm a mechanic, so I was down in the workshop working away. And I was taking him with me down there, you know, the man's best friend, trying to, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah, companion, nice.
Yeah, as you do. And anyway, he's taken off, and I didn't quite see where he went. Anyway, he's taken off into the car park.
Oh, no.
And there's this lady loading her little baby into the car, young child into the car. She's buckling into the car seat. And my dog is going straight up her back. He's ran towards her, straight up her back, like a springboard into the car.
Aerobics.
And not only has he done that, he's now taking the child sandwich out of the child's hand and eating the sandwich.
Your dog is like one of those dogs on YouTube, on those competing videos.
Yeah, something like that. If I had filmed it, it would have been hilarious.
Is he a good doggy now? Is he grown up, an adult?
He's getting there now. He's not too bad, yeah. But...
Nice. 13353, has your pet embarrassed you? You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Now I'm Linkin Park, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Look, we're going to do a flirty 7:30 very soon. This has been pushed out, though.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Because we don't have a naughty after nine, because we're doing a special one-hour show before the State of Origin kicking off in about 20 minutes' time.
Origin's quite sexy as well, though, so you know, that's element to it.
It is, Tom and Ollie. We do ask a lot of questions on 13353. Has your pet embarrassed you?
Yes, Tom, I've got a quick story before we go to your calls. We had a cat who was a bit naughty and ended up eating... This is graphic for the kids.
Oh, do you... No.
But I'm going to say it anyway. No, it's fine. Look, our cat ended up eating a neighbour's guinea pig. Or, I don't know if he ate it, just killed it. So, that was embarrassing. That was a tough conversation to have with the neighbour. Oh, we haven't seen a guinea pig for a while.
The kid's
tuning
in.
Oh, we haven't seen it either. Have we, cat? Move that out of the way. Put it under the rug.
I'm not going to do it a third time. Cohen, 13353, is your pet embarrassed you?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. A couple of years ago, took him down the street the day before Christmas to have a latte. My dog was playing with the kids next to us there, lovely, having a great time. Yeah. Santa happens to walk down the street, doesn't he? Ringing a bell, being
good
jolly.
Good on you, Santa.
Very eye-catching.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Straight to the kids, Santa goes. Yeah. My boy, Patty, thought that wasn't good, so decides to rip his fluffy little beard off him and tear his suit to shreds.
Oh, no.
As I tried to rip a 50-kilo dog off him. Yeah, it wasn't good, guys.
God.
It wasn't good. Safe to say I didn't get Christmas presents that year anyway.
Yeah, you just received coal that year, didn't you, Cohen?
That was it. She was just coal under the tree.
But your dog, you know, thought it was doing a good thing, didn't it? That's the sad part.
Well, they say they know people, you know, that we don't know, you know. So.
Hang on. Cohen, you're looking at getting coal for a second year here if you're bloody saying that about Santa.
Well, I don't know. You never know, do you?
Maybe your dog knew that Santa was a particularly bad Santa.
Exactly. Just like to dress up. That's right.
Yeah.
It might have been boiled lollies there. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
He's got a sixth sense.
Thanks for sharing, Cohen. Hey, let's do the flirty 7:30.
Is it dirty or flirty?
It's not dirty because it's too early for it to be dirty. So it's just like flirting around the fact of it being dirty.
Okay.
So here's what I want to do. 13353, give us a call now. Again, tying in with this whole NRL, State of Origin.
Sport.
Suncorp Stadium. I thought we could do for the flirty 7:30, not who's the hottest player or anything like that, because every show is going to be doing that.
Well, last year you decided it was Josh Duggan or Dugan, whatever it is. So you've already done that segment.
Yeah, he is hot. No, have you streaked? Have you streaked at a sporting match? What was it like? How did it feel? I've got some questions for you.
Have you struck?
No, have you streaked?
Streaked.
13353, if you have streaked, you're with Tom and Ollie on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M. Tom and Ollie on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M, girls and boys, by Blur. Guess what, Ollie? Only 14 minutes till the State of Origin at Suncorp Stadium Brisbane kicks off. We have our experts, Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saylor. along with Ben Dobbin on the sideline and Dan Ganane giving us a play-by-play throughout the night for the State of Origin Game 1, New South Wales versus Queensland.
Yeah, lads. Good stuff, Tom.
Triple M.
Bringing the blokey. That's what this station needs.
Usually after 9 o'clock, we do Naughty After Nine, Ollie. It's a special hour show because we've got that NRL. So I thought tonight we could do this.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's.
Oh. 7:30. How about that?
Ending's a bit dull.
Yeah, well, I don't have a whole production team behind me, do I?
Yeah, true. The real thing is on every time the show's on at 9:30, which is or 9 o'clock, which is always fun. So if you're an early listener,
you can also catch up on the podcast. You just search Tom and Ollie on iTunes.
The naughty stuff. Mm. But Tom, you've asked, have you streaked on 133353?
Pretty simple one.
Have you gotten your kid off at a sporting event? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, I want to hear from people who have actually streaked.
Yeah.
Actually streaked.
Jesse, and that's a female Jesse, which is great to hear. Jesse, you've streaked.
What? Sorry, Jesse. I didn't know that the misogynistic Ollie was on the bloody line here. Sorry about that, Jesse.
Not a problem at all.
I'm just saying it's good to have a female voice on the show.
Oh,
Tom prefers men, so he likes to just have blokes all the time. But
I don't care.
That's
who
all right.
Calls.
That's okay.
Where'd you streak, Jesse?
It was a country town in Victoria called Omeo.
Omeo.
We've been near Omeo. It's sort of near Falls Creek and the Snowy Mountains.
Certainly, yes, exactly.
And you were at a footy game?
Yeah, well, there was a charity match on. They do it every year. And the football boys go down and play the game, and the netball girls do too. So me and my friend were playing netball, and we actually got offered $500 to go to the charity if me and my friend streaked at halftime.
Wow.
Who is offering
this? It was a no-brainer. We had to do it. It was for a good cause. So.
Okay.
I feel like, Jesse, it would be quite liberating and exhilarating.
It was. I had a bit of liquid confidence, but
good.
But it was exhilarating. It was actually really wet as well, so I ended up falling over, making a fool of myself. But it was all good fun. So
yeah, love it, Jesse. And you'd do it again. You'd recommend it.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Every weekend now. Every weekend she's doing it. She's getting out there.
If you've streaked, give us a call on 133353 for this.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's.
Oh, 7:30. Why
it's not worth playing again. It's hack. Ray, you've streaked.
Yeah, streaked in 1975 aboard the Oriana.
Good to hear a bloke on the show. Ray, you were an old school streak, so back in the 70s. And how did it go down? Was it normal back then?
Yeah, it was on the boat cruise and it went down well. They used to play the song, the streak song.
What's the streak song?
You sing it?
And they call in the streak. You ever heard that song?
No.
No, I can't say that I have, Ray. It sounds good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it was probably hit number one in 1975.
Yeah, right, I'll chuck it on the iPod.
Yeah, and cans were 25 cents each aboard the boat. Yeah. So
you had a few of those.
A few cans and got the clothes off. And every night at 7 o'clock, it'd do a streak to the song.
Wow, Ray. What a bloody great cruise that would have been.
Yeah, got photos, big photos of it. There was a hit in the photo store. They were selling me of big photos.
Did you buy one, Ray?
I brought 10.
Wow, like Dreamworld gives you photos of your experience. They got photos of you.
Yeah, it was a great cruise.
Ray of sunshine, you could say. Or Ray, yeah. Ray of moonlight, depending on which way you're streaking. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ray. We love you. And thanks for getting involved. You can on 133353. We're asking, have you streaked? Give us a call. You're on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M with Tom and Ollie for a special show, just for 1 hour. That one's from Royal Blood. It's called Lights Out at the Top. Generator, Foo Fighters. Not long now until we get to the NRL. About 2.5 minutes. Of course, all your NRL State of Origin coverage right here on 105.1 Melbourne's Triple M. You are with Tom and Ollie. Let's get straight into it, Ollie, because we're doing the flirty 7:30 because we usually do Naughty After Nine. Look, long explanation. I'll play the opener for you.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's.
Oh.
Flirty 7:30. Don't have a lot of production behind me here.
Pretty hack. But Sam, you've got a streaking story. You've been out streaking?
Yes, I have. Long time ago now, but yeah.
What happened?
What was it? I was on a set when I used to do a bit of background work. I think it was out in Niora, maybe something in the air.
Cool.
Slow day, benched. So cold day. Started as a joke with the assistant director, which ended up going off. All of a sudden, I was running around the set in my socks and boots. and I have the evidence from the ABC sitting in a drawer somewhere at home.
Really?
ABC, what's that? As in the footage?
Yeah, the footage. Amazing. Yeah, they sent it to me with a whiff compliment.
Oh, great. Well, that's Tom's dream come true, a guy in like tradie boots, you know, without nothing else on. So be careful what you say, Sam.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got a great outtake of Annie Phelan that they used barracking for the grand final in the series. So, yeah.
Good stuff. Lost me that last bit there. Wasn't sure what was going on.
Absolutely.
But just a quick plug for myself, Tom. If you want to have a bit of a win tonight, if you want to have a bit of a pick-me-up, don't watch The Origin. Check out me scoring a downtown shot from the opposition key playing social mixed basketball.
Look, there's a lot of comments coming
mate,
in.
Mate, the comments are coming in thick and fast. It's on Tom and Ollie on Instagram. Here's some comments. Honestly, thought you were taking the piss here. Hashtag fluke. Mana said, that's pretty sick. Someone else, Aaron said on Facebook, the man can do no wrong. So,
Fizz says, he's a keeper on that team. And Aaron says, soccer, basketball. Is there anything that man can't do?
So check me out. I mean, I'm riding high. If I can get a win like that, hopefully the Vicks can. Oh, wait, we don't compete in the State of Origin. So go, I don't know, Blues, Maroons, do we care?
Well, you're wearing a Maroon t-shirt, so go Maroons, I suppose, for you.
I reckon the Maroons look a bit more sort of just meat-heady to me.
Oh, right.
The Blues look a bit more my kind of guys.
Catch the podcast on iTunes. We'll see you Monday evening from about 7 o'clock.
See you then.
Bye.